Welcome to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I am Derek Simmons. We are joined today by Nancy McCarter. She is a candidate for the Pottawatomie County Commission this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Real quick, for people who haven't heard our previous interview with you, tell me a little bit about your background, career, and education, as well as any experience that you may have that would help you be an effective county leader.
Very good question. I graduated high school here in Pottawatomie County at Wamego, and I've worked shortly after that at the Farmers Union Co-op, where I was the office manager, and I settled grain settlements with the farmers. So I've gotten to know the agriculture and farmer responsibilities in our area, and I know their needs for roads and bridges and their fight with noxious weeds. And then I became a staff at the county clerk's office 22 years ago, and I know what the county government needs and does. And if anybody is experienced with county government, I think 22 years of experience would be sufficient.
In terms of glaring county needs you hope to address, what are some ideas you have?
I definitely do not want the Bellevue Bridge to die. I want to continue pursuing grants on that. I think it's a needed bridge. Is it a high traffic bridge? No, but it brings a lot of employees into our county from Waubonsie County. And I'm hoping our grant goes through on that. I know Waubonsie County is pursuing that, and current commissioners from Pott County are working with them on that. Another growing pain, obviously, is Blue Township. And I know that before the country went crazy with this virus, they were looking at incorporating into a city. And I know commissioners don't have a vote on that, but I would certainly back that and recommend that idea of them becoming incorporated. It's a very largely populated area in our county.
So we are kind of smack dab in the middle of the county's budget season. What are your thoughts on the current state of the county's budget?
Pottawatomie County is definitely a blessed county. We actually are decreasing our mill levy due to the tax lid, but that just shows you that the value of our county has increased. We're going to keep a stable budget. We're doing great. As far as the CARES Act funds, we did receive that. The county received $1.9 million, and we have a young lady working on that with a CPA on how to disperse that and reimburse cities, townships, and county expenses due to the virus. I know our current expenses for our county have been about $52,000, but I know that's going to grow. So that's going to help our budget situation to get reimbursed for any of those expenses.
What are your thoughts on the county's response to the coronavirus pandemic so far?
Our county commissioners have met over 29 times, special meetings, keeping informed. We have a health officer now. We split that load from our health director because we need to keep track of it. We need to continue testing. But I think we as a county, again, are very blessed. Right now, I believe we only have 7 active cases, and we have taken care of our staff as best we can. Our EMS service has done an excellent job of keeping the ambulances ready to respond, and we have not been overwhelmed. And again, I think we have just been very lucky here.
Do you see any opportunities to improve? I mean, you said that the county has done pretty well so far, but are there any areas where it can do better?
I don't think so. I think people in our townships and our cities know how to take care of themselves, and I think just informing them, which if you turn on the TV, that's on there, and people are just learning how to take care of themselves. And I just don't see anything else we could have done better except to keep our citizens educated and have them just keep their guard up. If you're sick, stay home.
What changes, if any, would you like to see in the delivery of services provided by county agencies?
We have some room for improvement, just like any county or business or any corporation. One thing I really want to see improved is the way we handle road concerns. We have a system now where people have to go online and put in if they have an issue with a ditch or a washout or a bridge, and I don't feel like that is effective. We need to look at that and make a better and easier way for our citizens to inform us of issues out there with our roads. Pott County has a tremendous amount of roads. We are a very large county in geographic area, and we just need help. And I think the citizens would help us keep on top of these issues if it was easier way to report, and then we as the county would have a better way to follow up on that.
You are the county clerk, which means you are essentially in charge of the county's elections, right?
Yes.
So when it comes to this year's elections, you are one of the candidates on the ballot. Mm-hmm. How does your job play into your candidacy? Like, will the two interfere with each other at all?
No. I'm always on the ballot. I'm on the ballot as the county clerk, and now I'm on the ballot as the county commissioner. I have staff, and I bring in outside people, advance board, write-in board, people that are not on the ballot. And I'm merely overseeing, making sure it's done right. I've always taken a hands-off stance on it, but I have to make sure it's done correctly. I mean, every county clerk in the state is on the ballot if they're running again. So, you know, it's not a new thing to me to try to just oversee, supervise. I don't tabulate. I don't touch anything, but I make sure my staff is doing it correctly and in a time fashion, professional way.
What will you bring to the commission that is different from the other commissioners or anyone else you may be running against?
I want to see us accomplish some things. I want us to see us finish some projects. And I'm going to bring up a sore issue is the courthouse. Let's quit talking about it. It's been on hold too long. Let's get something done with it. Another issue is I would like to work with the department heads closer on their budgets. I know it's budget season, but I feel like the commissioners almost take a stands-off approach. Well, did their budget go down? Did their budget stay the same? Then we're good. I think you need to examine it closer and be more proactive. And why is this line item this way? Why has our training and education for a county went up 59% in the last 2 years? I don't get it.
I think that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you would like to talk about
as far as the
election goes?
The election's doing great. From put on the county clerk's hat, we have been bombarded with mail-in ballots. We're over 3,000 ballots mailed out. I want the public to get it voted and get it back here. My staff has worked very hard getting those mailed out to you. And I vote it, get it sent back. We've got walk-in voting going on. We're going to be here Saturday if you want to walk in and vote Saturday from 9 to 1. We're going to be here for you. Normally, this type of election produces about 5,000 voters. And if 3,000 have already voted, I don't think we're going to have a bad election day. People are getting it done early.
Well, I think that's all the time I have.
Okay.
Once again, that was Nancy McCarter, candidate for the Pottawatomie County Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too.